Many of the world's New Year's traditions revolve around food. The Portuguese eat 12 grapes to ensure 12 happy months in the coming year. In Vietnam, rice pudding is served for the New Year. Greeks who find coins and special cakes will be lucky. Commentator Verdeme Grosvenor has this appreciation for a culinary tradition in the American South.
While it's unthinkable not to have had a Hoppin' John on New Year's Day, you still have today and tomorrow. And during the year, if you go through hard times and trouble is following you like white on rice, don't despair. You have to think, if you hadn't had Hoppin' John, it might be worse. How the dish got its name is a puzzlement. Some say it was named for a servant named John who hopped around the table. Some say it was named for the custom the children had of hopping around the table whenever the dish was served. South Carolina lore says there was an elderly Gullah man in Charleston who sold the dish out of a large tin can. He had one leg shorter than the other and went through the streets crying, "Here come Hoppin' John! Here come Hoppin' John!" Hoppin' John is made from black-eyed peas. These are African peas that came over with the slave trade on the Middle Passage. Food historians say they were found in biblical times and in Egyptian tombs, and they're said to have mystical powers. That may be true. In 1979, I was on St. Helena Island in South Carolina during Hurricane David. We were advised to leave the island because it was right in the path of the storm. At the nearby Yoruba village, the people offered foods to their gods, including black-eyed peas. All I can tell you is, in spite of the predictions, David turned away. Booker T. Washington used to refer to the political and social lives of blacks and whites as being as separate as the fingers on the hand. However, when it comes to Hoppin' John, they are the hand. Remember Jasmine in Carson McCullough's book, The Member of the Wedding? Hoppin' John was Jasmine's favorite food. She used to tell folks to have a plate of rice and peas before her nose when she was in her coffin to make certain there was no mistake, for if a breath of life was left in her, she would sit up and eat. If she smelled a Hoppin' John and did not stir, then just nail down the coffin because she was truly dead. Hoppin' John can be prepared to satisfy everybody's culinary considerations. Cook the peas and rice together, cook them separate, doesn't matter. However you make it, when the peas hit the rice, it's Hoppin' John.
Verdeme Grosvenor is a culinary anthropologist and writer. A recipe for Hoppin' John is at npr.org.